Welcome back to Motown Memories. This is Tom Fallon. We continue to feature all number one Motown hits, and this half hour is no exception. We'll hear from Diana Ross, Lionel Richie, The Four Tops, Junior Walker and the All-Stars, Eddie Kendricks, Edward Starr, Thelma Houston, Mary Wells, and Martha and the Vandellas. Well, the first song we'll hear this half hour, Upside Down, was done by Diana Ross, and it began her third decade in the music business, and it was the biggest hit of her career. Upside Down demonstrated its potential early. After debuting on the Billboard charts at number 82 in July 1980, it took 4 weeks to rise to number 49. Then, in one gigantic leap, it skyrocketed to number 10. When it reached the top of the Hot 100 on September 6, 1980, it stayed there for 4 weeks, longer than any of her solo number ones. Well, let's continue now with Motown Memories and hear that number one song, Upside Down, right here on Motown Memories with Tom Fallon.
Respectfully, I said upside down, you're turning me, you're giving up. Let the music play on, play on, play on. Everybody sing, everybody dance. Lose yourself in wild romance. We're going to party, caramba, fiesta, forever. Come on and sing along. We're going to party, caramba, fiesta, forever. Come on and sing along. Let the music play on, play on, play on. Feel it in your heart and feel it in your soul. Let the music take control. We're going to party, climbing, fiesta, forever. Come on and sing my song.
Come and you go. flame, burning in my heart, tearing it all apart. No matter how I try, my love I cannot hide. Oh, sugar pie, honey pie, sugar pie, you know that I wait for you. Can't help myself, I love you and nobody else. Sugar pie, honey pie,
sugar pie,
do anything you ask me to.
Well, that was I Can't Help Myself, subtitled Sugar Pie Honey Bunch. That was the Four Tops, and that reached number one from 1965. Well, the Four Tops performed and recorded together for more than 40 years without any change in their original lineup. No other group with a number one single can make that same boast. Well, their first chart topper, that song I Can't Help Myself, was written by the famous writing team of Eddie Harlan, Lamont Dozier, and Brian Harlan, while that trio was in the middle of an unprecedented hot streak with the Supremes, and was the first Motown single to succeed another Motown 45 at number one. The previous 45 at number one was Back in My Arms Again. And the Four Tops continued to have a great recording career. Let's continue now with another great group. This is Shotgun by Junior Walker and the All-Stars. It reached number one on the Rhythm Blues chart in 1965, right here on Motown Memories with Tom. Classic War by Edwin Starr that reached number one from 1970, but that song almost never saw the light of day. It was originally recorded by The Temptations, and it was released on their album called Psychedelic Shack in early 1970. While Motown received hundreds of letters, many from college students, urging them to release War by The Temptations as a single. Well, Motown had other priorities for The Temptations, including a new single they were ready to debut called Ball of Confusion. Well, at that point, the writer approached Edwin Starr, Well, Edward hadn't recorded anything for 6 months, and he was happy to get back into the studio. Well, that song entered the Hot 100 in July of 1970 at number 72, and 7 weeks later, it shot to number one. Well, before that, we heard another number one song, this time by Eddie Kendricks, Keep On Truckin', number one from 1973. And we started off with a number one on the Rhythm and Blues chart from 1965, Shotgun, Junior Walker and the All-Stars. And now a great song by Thelma Houston, Don't Leave Me This Way, right here on Motown Memories with Tom Fallon.
Together, I'm telling you.
That was Love Is Like a Heat Wave by Martha and the Vandellas that reached number one on the Rhythm and Blues chart from 1963. And before that, a classic by Mary Wells, My Guy, number one from 1964. And we started off with Thelma Houston, Don't Leave Me This Way, number one from 1977. Well, as a child in Mississippi, Thelma Houston used to sit in the balcony of her local movie theater and fantasize about being a movie star. When her mother, who picked cotton to support her three daughters, announced the family was moving to California, Thelma knew her dream was going to come true. She was quoted as saying, "I always knew I was supposed to be there, to be close to the people I saw every Sunday in the movies." Well, this has been in Motown Memories with Tom Fallon. We've been featuring all number one songs this entire hour. And that brings this edition of Motown Memories to a close. Until next time, this is Tom Fallon. Goodbye for now.